got what appears to be huge news, guys and gals. The federal government has requested that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit stay its lawsuit against rare breed triggers, indicating that the parties are considering a settlement. This development follows a series of legal actions concerning the company's flagship product, the FRT-15, the forced reset trigger. Guys, this could be really, really big. Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I am Jared and this is Guns and Gadgets, your premier source for Second Amendment news. If you care about freedom and our God-given rights, then do yourself a favor and hit the subscribe button and ring the bell notification, because here we break down everything, every single day, that the government tries to do to our God-given right to keep and bear arms. Before I dive in, this video is brought to us by Blackout Coffee, the freedom-fueled coffee company that supports the Constitution and tastes as bold as liberty itself. And speaking of bold, you have to try our cinnamon French toast coffee. It's like our favorite cozy breakfast, cinnamon spiced, rich and full of comforting flavor, all in a cup that keeps you sharp and caffeinated. It's perfect for slow mornings or freedom-filled afternoons on the range. Head to blackoutcoffee.com/GNG and use code GNG10 for a discount on your order. All right, let me give you a quick catch up here. In January of 2023, the United States Department of Justice filed a civil fraud lawsuit against Rare Breed Triggers, LLC, its affiliated company Rare Breed Firearms, LLC, and the principals Lawrence DeMonaco and Kevin Maxwell. Now, the lawsuit alleged that the defendants sold approximately 100,000 FRT-15 devices, which the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives classified as illegal machine gun conversion devices under federal law, even though it doesn't meet the meaning of the definition. Despite receiving a cease and desist letter from the ATF in July of 21, the company continued to market and sell the FRT-15, allegedly misleading the customers about its legality, according to the government. And the government claimed that this conduct constituted mail and wire fraud, as well as conspiracy to defraud the United States. All BS, because it's not a machine gun. It forced reset. In September 23, the United States District Court, Eastern District of New York, granted a preliminary injunction barring Rare Breed Triggers from selling the FRT-15 and similar devices. And the court found that the government was likely to succeed on the merits of the claims and that the defendants' actions had placed tens of thousands of customers at risk of criminal prosecution. Remember, ATF was starting to go door to door for these things. Now, Rare Breed Triggers appealed the preliminary injunction to the Second Circuit, arguing that the FRT-15 does not meet the statutory definition of a machine gun, and they're 100% right, and that the company's representations about their product's legality were made in good faith. The appellate court has not yet ruled on this appeal. Now, recently, the federal government filed a motion with the Second Circuit to stay the proceedings, means stop it, stating that the parties are engaged in settlement discussions. The motion suggests that the resolution may be forthcoming, although details of the potential settlement have not been disclosed publicly. The outcome of this case could have significant implications for the regulation of firearm accessories like force reset triggers. While the ATF has classified such devices as machine guns, illegally and unconstitutionally, some courts have questioned the agency's authority to make such determinations without explicit congressional authorization. For instance, a federal district court in Texas granted a preliminary injunction against ATF's enforcement of its force reset trigger ban, finding that the agency's interpretation of the term machine gun was likely unlawful. Likely. Now, as settlement discussions proceed, stakeholders on both sides of the gun regulation debate are closely monitoring the case for its potential to set precedents in firearms law and regulatory authority. This could be huge. Stay tuned to this channel. I will bring you an update as soon as something drops related to this. Now, if you're fired up about this move as I am, make sure to smash that like button down below. Drop a comment. Let me know what you think and share this video with your friends and fellow patriots. And of course, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button so you never miss an update on our rights. Guys, One more big thank you first to Blackout Coffee for standing for the Second Amendment. Don't forget to try Cinnamon French Toast Coffee. It's pretty darn good. It's a flavor of freedom. And let me say this. As somebody who has been following this case closely, the FRT 15 trigger forces a reset of the trigger every single time. It's been proven in court. It's been proven in slow motion video. And the ETF did some things to Lawrence DeMonaco and the company that they didn't have any legal authority to do. So I hope that things are made whole. I hope that the right side prevails in this. And I hope that this Department of Justice, as they have been taking some actions to right some wrongs, I hope this is one of those. And it, like I said, when the details drop about what the decision is here, I'll bring it to you. I did read the court document, and it did say that they're negotiating with each other, that they think they have come to an agreement, but if they don't have an agreement within 60 days, they'll go back to the court and update the court. So who knows? Maybe I'll have something for you here relatively quick if they do come to an agreement. And if you're interested in this case, if you maybe had or have an FRT 15, and you know, maybe you're out in your boat and you might go magnet fishing and find one of these things, stay tuned, because this could be very, very good news for you. So guys, stay safe, stay free, and stay ready. God bless America. Take care.